June, and Cinnamon Buns and Pumpkin Pie by Shea Frotherden. Parts 42 and 43 of the Afarman Iowaverse. Fandom, Stargate Atlantis. Relationship, Rodney McKay, John Shepard. Read by Library Chick 94. June tumbles in behind a storm, the angry skies and high winds of May sweeping the world clear and welcome, polishing up the gravel of the driveway, coaxing the corn to lift a little higher, inviting the wildflowers to bloom a more raucous mix of purple, pink, and green. It sets a pattern, the flash of lightning and the din of thunder, then warm sun and light winds, color bolting left and right across the earth, and John feels gladness like a lessening of gravity, a bright new place that lives inside his bones. He can trust in June that the onions will stay put, and there'll be too much lettuce, and the deer will be trying to eat whatever they can, that down at the Harrison's place they can pick enough strawberries to see them through a week and satisfy Finn's need to eat every berry that he sees. In June, the world's sweet, and the windows are open, and Mary can walk to the barn on her own, and it seems only right, John thinks, after leaving the kids at daycare and camp, that he play hooky for a day, enjoy everything the world's keen on dropping in his lap. The drive back from town is pleasant, quiet save for the click of pavement beneath the truck's wheels. John savors the peace, the everyday glory of a sun-drenched morning, turns the truck into the driveway, and is barely at a stop before Rodney's hurtling out of the house. "We're married," Rodney says, and he's all but vibrating with something. John approaches slow. "Knew that, buddy." He eyes Rodney warily. "You okay?" "No, no, you don't get it. We're married," Rodney says, wringing his hands, grinning wildly. "Married, the two of us, really." John takes the stairs of the porch as slowly as he can, frantically trying to think what could bring on this sort of fit, what Rodney ate for breakfast, what he said he did the last time he was in Colorado, where a bug might have bitten him that John didn't see during all his leisurely explorations last night. "Doma," Rodney says forcefully, clasping John by the shoulders when he gets close enough, shaking him as best he can. "Remember, today, the decision?" For a split second, John thinks Doma might be a word from Atlantis, a new sort of alien, an intergalactic parasite, an emergency code, an acronym for Rodney forgetting to eat and surviving on coffee for 37 hours at a time. Then something clicks. The workings of his brain catch up and whir into life. "Doma," he says. "Doma," Rodney repeats. "They struck it down. We're married." John isn't sure his mind should go straight to taxes or the happy possibility that he can sponsor Rodney for residency should the Stargate program up and quit, but it's all he can do. Think of estate penalties and Social Security and the guy at H&R Block who'll be wading through their mortgage payments and daycare costs and submitting everything to the government on behalf of a new kind of family. "Well, holy shit," he says at last. "I know. I mean, holy fucking shit! I know!" "We're married," John says, and Rodney flat out laughs at him, moves his hand to cup John's face, kisses him so happily that John can't help but grin. It doesn't help with the way his mind's spinning recklessly, but if it has to spin, better it does it while he has his hands on Rodney's ass. "I wrote some checks," Rodney says, when they break apart. "You know those bastards are going to try and stop it happening anywhere else. You know they'll..." "Checks are good," John says, touching his forehead to Rodney's, breathing in deep. "There are probably new email lists we should be on, and..." "Email lists," John murmurs. "Check." "And I don't know what else to do exactly, because they only just announced the decision, and no one's moving quickly enough, and I can't think of things right now, which is probably why people aren't moving quickly themselves. They're slow thinkers, thinkers like me and you, probably you." "Probably me," John says, and pulls Rodney into a hug so that he can stand there in his third best jeans and a frayed black t-shirt on a soft June morning, his arms full of the man he loves, and let out a sigh of relief. The end. Cinnamon Buns and Pumpkin Pie. "But I'm not thankful for turkey, Baff." Finn stands listlessly by the refrigerated case in the grocery store and looks up at John with big, mournful eyes. John is not fooled for a second. "No waffles for Thanksgiving dinner."
"But Baffa..."
"Or Cheerios."
"I love Cheerios. I'm thankful for Cheerios."
"Not happening." John squints as he eyes the turkeys and tries to ignore the fact that there's Christmas music playing. How big a turkey does a person need to feed 8 people anyway?
"God," Finn says, sighing heavily, "you're totally unfair."
I can live with that, John says, picking up a turkey in his hand and hefting it as if to throw it toward baked goods. You can live with what? Asks Rodney, barreling out of aisle three with Mary stuffed in the child's seat of the cart. Yai! She yells happily. Yai! I've banned waffles for Thanksgiving. Rodney sniffs. As it should be. You too, Finn says, voice thick with betrayal. You too. Rodney narrows his eyes in Finn's direction, looking terribly confused. What are you even... What do you think? 12, 17 pounds? 23? John interrupts. Yai, says Mary. Pupka yai! John tilts his head. Is she saying pumpkin pie? Rodney looks from Finn to Mary and then at John. Our child's first words are not pumpkin pie. Pupka yai, says Mary. John can feel a smirk tugging at his lips. I think they are. She's yelling nonsense words, Rodney says, flapping a hand. You know I've been working with her on carburetor. John picks a 25-pound turkey and heaves it into the cart. You're probably right. Of course I'm right. John consults the list in his hand. We have the green beans, the potatoes, the yams, the cranberry sauce. We'll pick up some rolls and then it's all done, but the... He throws a look at Mary, who giggles happily, throws up her arms and yells, Pupka yai! Rodney rolls his eyes, very droll. Daddy? Says Finn, propping his chin up on the cart directly in front of Rodney. I'm thankful for ice cream. Yes, and you can have all the ice cream you want on your pie, but you will be eating turkey and vegetables first, or I'll sit you next to Aunt Laura. Finn pouts. No fair. Rodney's expression softens. Go get some cinnamon rolls. We'll bake them for breakfast. Score, says Finn, disappearing quickly into the throng of pre-Thanksgiving Day shoppers. Soft touch, says John fondly. Rodney pinks up under his gaze. Yes, well, I remember what it was like to... Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I like cinnamon rolls. It was always my plan that... Oh, shut up. John grins at him. Pupka yai? Asks Mary quizzically. Pupka yai, John says solemnly, nodding his head. Rodney ruffles her hair, which makes her squawk and push at his hand with both of hers. Beer? Brad's bringing it. Wine? Brad. Stuffing? Ada. What are the Brennemans bringing? John lifts a shoulder, lets it fall. Probably waffles. They know our kid. Rodney absently tries to smooth Mary's hair back into place. It's a losing battle, considering the shepherd cowlick she inherited from her father, but John admires him for trying. So we're done here? We're done, John says, and steps forward to flick an imaginary piece of lint from Rodney's shoulder. But Rodney's wise to his machinations, to his need to touch, even in public, to ground himself from time to time. He grabs John's elbow as John moves to pull back, yanks him closer, and brushes a kiss to his temple. Go find our son, he says softly, and John ducks his head, walks off toward dairy, meets Finn on the way, and tosses him over his shoulder, much to Finn's shrieking delight. Feeling thankful? John asks Finn, who's giggling with every step John takes. Thank you, Baffa, Finn says, and he drums on John's back with a roll of cinnamon buns and one perfect fist, making John's whole body vibrate with thankfulness. A little bit of, this kid, I can't even, and a whole lot of love. The end.